It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. China cleans up after a huge explosion. At least 17 people were killed and hundreds injured when a shipment of explosives blew up Wednesday at a warehouse in the northern Chinese city of Tianjin. There was no immediate explanation for the series of blasts, although state media say they are believed to have occurred in a warehouse for hazardous materials. China has allowed the value of its currency to weaken against the dollar for a third consecutive day. The central bank Thursday set the yuan's daily reference point just over 1% lower than the previous day. So far, the currency has lost around 4% since the initial change. Peace talks between Libya's warring factions ended Wednesday in Geneva without a resolution. But a United Nations envoy said the parties are determined to reach an accord on a unity government within 3 weeks. A tense situation developed Wednesday at the headquarters of Myanmar's ruling party when security forces prevented party members from leaving the building. Sources tell VOA that a conflict developed between President Thein Sein and party leader and Speaker of the Parliament. The Speaker's assistant told VOA the situation is very complicated and will be settled today. U.S. Marines will hoist the American flag outside the U.S. Embassy in Havana on Friday. The event will mark the reopening of the embassy and a resumption of relations that were severed over 50 years ago. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter announced today he has been diagnosed with cancer. The 90-year-old Mr. Carter issued a brief statement saying he would be undergoing treatment of the disease, which he said has spread throughout his body. This is VOA News.